Breakfast with Darren and Craig.
Come on. Sponsored by McDonald's. When you don't know what the morning will throw at you, enjoy a delicious breakfast from our menu.
This week, Di O'Shea gave us his guide to Christmas.
Well, Darren August Craig, Di O'Shea on show. What way are you keeping? Well, I'm delighted to be here today to tell you about the fantastic Christmas offers that have caught my eye. I like to spend the festive season eating muck and riding reindeers in the nip. But I love a good bargain too, and so here it is. Di O'Shea's Guide to Christmas. You'll have a rake of people coming home from Australia and Canada and places like that for the Christmas. You'll be expected to empty their pockets for rounds of drinks, and tisn't fair.
Di, are you okay?
I've been caught too many times before, Greg. Money doesn't grow on Carntool. So listen here to me. If the time is coming up for you to buy a round, make a dart for the mistletoe and give the closest lady a pogeen. Ho-ho!
Wait, Di.
My next tip. The 8th of December. I have it sussed.
Have what sussed?
Well, Greg, what's a trip to the Big Smoke without a rake of pints to go with it? Ho-ho! Make the most of your shopping trips to Ballyclea and book a night in a fancy hotel. Rita thinks we'll be having a cosy movie night, but little does she know I have the VIP section in Coppers booked with a rake of cocktail sausages and onion rings to go with it.
Di, I thought this was meant to be a Christmas gift guide.
Way out of that, Greg. It's my Christmas survival guide. Us men need to stand up and be accounted in the madness of the tinsel and the LBDs.
Fair enough.
And finally, Greg, Stevens' Day. When the Kevin fever has hit you hard and you have an awful itch to make a run for it.
Ah, the Stevens Day run in Kerry. Do you do it yourself?
A rough run. Will you get your head out of the smog, Greg? The only running I'll be doing is from the bar stool to the toilet when I'm 12 pints in and an all-night session. Never mind the run buys, Greg. It's all about the all-day booze.
One of our five words callers was less than impressed with our seals.
Five words to a fortune.
It's time to play Five Words to a Fortune. If you're new to the show, it's a word game where you can potentially win €5,000. Joining me in studio is Andrew Dupuyer. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Darren. How are we all?
Not too bad. So what happens is, Andrew is going to go into the smelly box room, which is a box room that is soundproof. I have a caller on air. I list out five words to the caller. The caller responds with the first word that comes into their head after each word. Andrew comes back in the room. If you can match all five, the caller wins €5,000.
As simple as that.
Every word is worth a fiver. So word one is 5, 10, 15, 20, and then the fifth word, boom, €5,000. Shall we meet our caller?
Yes, let's go. Let's do this.
Paddy O'Sullivan, good morning.
How's it going, you guys?
Not too shabby, Paddy. With a name like O'Sullivan, you must be Cork.
Oh, I'm actually not. I'm a Carlow man.
Oh my God. I got it wrong.
Oh, no, I live in Cork.
No. Oh, thank God. Oh, God, okay. Yeah. So like, we're kind of right.
Yeah.
So you're from Carlow, Paddy?
I am, yeah.
And what brings you to Cork?
Sure. What brings every good man a woman, I suppose.
I love it. Is she a Cork woman?
She is, yeah.
Okay. And when did you move down there?
Oh, geez, I'm here 8 years now. So.
Okay, right. And you're happy to be there?
Sure. Happy.
What do you do, Paddy?
I'm a welder.
A welder, okay. And are you busy today?
Yes. Well, I will be when I get to work.
Flat to the mat.
Yeah.
Tell me this, have you heard Five Words to a Fortune before?
I have, yeah.
And what would you do if you won the €5,000?
I'd enjoy it, so I would.
That's all we need to know.
Oh, that's all we need to know.
Andrew, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, we're going to try and get to know each other really quickly, Paddy, right? So I'm going to ask you some rapid-fire questions. So what's your favourite colour?
Jesus, blue.
Blue, okay, solid colour. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, a dog.
Oh, very good.
Molly. Yeah.
Molly, yeah.
Molly, lovely, great name. Yeah. I actually, side note, I would have been called Molly if I was a girl. My
mum
tells me that a lot, so I think she wanted a girl.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
That's it. Meant to be, Paddy. You feeling all confident? Right. That's the main question.
What's that?
You feeling confident?
Oh, we'll find out in a few minutes.
Andrew, you are banished to the smelly box room. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye, 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 bye. Off he goes to our soundproof room. Paddy O'Sullivan, are you ready to play Five Words to a Fortune?
Yeah.
Here we go. Winter.
Summer.
Light.
Sorry?
Light. L-I-G-H-T.
Oh, Jesus. Bulb.
Bulb. Lovely.
Yeah.
Climate.
Change.
Fox.
Shoes.
No, Fox. F for Friday.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus. Rabbit.
Rabbit, right. And finally, Paddy, office.
Work.
Okay. So, winter, summer, light, bulb, climate, change, fox, rabbit, and office, work. Happy out?
Yeah.
I think you've done pretty well.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Shall we get Andrew back in the room?
Yeah.
Andrew DePuyer, back in the room. Back in the room. All right. How you doing, Andrew?
Good. How do we get on?
How's smelly box room?
It's still smelly, still dark. A little bit weird.
I think Paddy did pretty well.
He didn't get caught out like the everyday listener we had on Friday.
Yeah, in case you missed that, a girl was like, yeah, I listen every day. And then she made it very clear that she didn't because of the winter situation. Anyway, we won't dwell. We shall move along. Are you ready to play, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. Born ready.
Five words to a fortune. Here we go. Winter.
Summer.
Light.
Bulb.
Climate.
Change. Oh. Grace is giving me evil through the window.
I'm going to ask you to stay quiet, Paddy.
Yeah.
Fox.
Rock.
Typical dub.
Hey, typical dub. I'm from Tip. You watch yourself.
Oh my god, I love the way Paddy instantly throws the shade. Paddy!
Yeah.
To be very fair to Andrew, Fox Rock is more likely than
what
Fox.
Did he say?
He said rabbit.
Ah, no. Come here, Paddy, to me, Paddy.
You're in no position. Let's see how we would have got on with the last one. Office.
Desk.
Okay, well, we don't feel so bad. He said work.
Ah, yeah. Sure, look, Paddy, 3 out of 5 isn't bad.
Lads, you did well. Paddy!
Yeah.
You've won yourself €15.
Well, I'll give it to the seal.
Ah, good man yourself, good man. Paddy. I knew you were a soundie. I knew you were sound. Paddy, in some fabulous news, not that you'll care. Well, maybe you will care. But the seal that was named after me back in, I think it was July, was released back into the wild yesterday.
That's great.
0 F's given. Paddy, thank you so much for playing.
No matter.
Have a good day. We'll chat to you again.
Go on, good luck.
Bye. Go on, Paddy. Good luck. See ya.
Five Words to Fortune is back again tomorrow. I hope that Daisy, our seal, is doing really well. Not that Paddy cares. On Wednesday, Dunico Callaghan was hanging out in studio.
For these stories and more, you can check out rte.ie/sport.
Emma Power, did you hear a bit of kerfuffle there in the background?
Yeah, and you know what? Like a professional, I didn't get distracted.
Yeah, she powered through.
Well, do you know
through.
What it was?
What?
So Dunico Callaghan and Marie Crowe came in. Once again, they're trying to steal the breakfast team.
Yeah.
So a couple of times we've spotted them cornering producer Grace.
Yes, we have.
Producer Kate.
I've had strict words with Dunica O'Callaghan.
Look at him. He's lifted her up. He's picked her up.
Dunica O'Callaghan has run away with our producer.
Oh my goodness.
I tell you one thing about Dunica O'Callaghan. He's not as nice as he lets on. Coming in here trying to rob our team.
He's a sneak.
I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to come in here and do the sports news now.
You hear him shouting in the background. Dunica, do you have anything to contribute to the show? Do you want to come in and say something?
Come join us.
No, he's just chatting away there. Come on in, Dunica. Get in here.
Is he getting shy now? Oh no, he's straight in. How are you, sir? Good morning, Dunica.
Hi, how's it going? Dunica, any sports news for us?
Don't even think about it.
Emma's just done a brilliant job of it.
Hang on.
Gillette, 5 blades on the 4 at the front, 6 on the back.
Gillette, the best a man can get.
There you go.
Come on.
Or like the sports news.
Yeah, something. Anything, Dunca.
Anything at all.
Yeah, Ireland drew with Greece yesterday in the women's soccer, which is disappointing.
Right.
Yeah, I did
okay.
see that. Yeah.
Greg's got Big Seven tournament coming up.
Right.
I do. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And we're all shouting for him for that. I imagine that's in the Olympics. This is just a bit of fun for him. He's a quality
right.
player.
Yeah, yeah, right. Gotcha. Do you want to plug your show?
Yeah, tonight at 6 o'clock, game on. I was only here for a coffee.
And trying to steal our team.
Yeah, trying to steal our team.
Borrow.
Game on from 6 o'clock tonight.
There you go. Thanks.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Cheers, Donegan. Traffic and travel with Heinz
Saucy Sauce. Greg O'Shea claimed he wasn't a curver in Tweet Tweet, yeah. What a throwback. Kelly Rowland with Work on 2FM Breakfast. God, she's still echoing away there.
This is Kelly.
Thank God, Kelly, will you leave it off?
You've had your time.
Time for Tweet Tweet, yeah. It's where we have a look at Twitter and see what's funny or inspiring or just cool.
Yeah, whatever catches our fancy, whatever it is. I think I'm up first, am I?
You are up first.
Yeah, all right. My one is from a page called at Lovely Amber, funnily enough.
Oh, no!
I read it there and I was like, oh, so I've started the sentence, so I have to finish
Greg,
it out.
Greg, you didn't check that out in advance.
Anyway, so this one's a shout out to the lads. And it goes, how females curve. So, oh, that's so sweet. I'll let you know. Haha, you're funny though. Maybe next time. Didn't see this until just now. Sorry, my phone died. So, Dearen, you care to explain to me why girls be saying this stuff to us?
Well, like, it's exactly what it says in the tin. It's like, how girls curve. If you're not into it, you're not into it.
You're not just give it to us straight between the eyes, being like, sorry, lad, it's not going to happen. Instead of being like, you're nice.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind, but a lot of the time you don't want to like shatter someone either.
Honesty is the best policy.
Oh, but shattering someone's confidence isn't the answer either, though.
What I'd like to hear consensus on this. So, listener, text in. Should it be honesty's best policy, just straight between the eyes, or slowly let someone down till they get the hint?
But maybe you're just curving for the moment because you're not totally sure. You want to see what their intentions are.
You're figuring it out. Okay, that's fair.
You know.
Yeah.
You just want to. It's a two way sword, because if you were like, yeah, okay, let's meet tomorrow, then the guy would be like, oh god, she's too eager. Bye. I'd say you're a curver, Greg.
Me?
I'd say you're the ultimate curver.
I curve girls?
Yeah.
No way, it doesn't happen that way.
I'd say you're like, oh, you know what, I'm so busy at the moment. A lot of commitments in Love Island. Like, I just wouldn't be able to give you all my time.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. No, that's not true.
I'd say, you know it's true.
It doesn't happen the other way around. It's only girls curve guys.
Sorry, it mainly happens the other way around.
Guys aren't witted enough, like,
it's
in that
you
way.
You deserve all of my time, and I'm just so busy with work at the moment. Like, what? You make time for the things you want to make time
stop,
for.
No, stop. Just leave it.
This isn't a personal attack, it's just
it's
a general
comment. It's a completely personal attack on live on air. No, guys don't curve. Guys are just like, I'd say it straight out, I think.
51552 for your opinions, please. Come on, girlos, have my back.
Come on, the lads.
I saw this. So there's a parody Boris Johnson Twitter account, right? So it's just called Parody Boris Johnson. And the account tweeted yesterday and said, that's it, I may as well delete this account. How the F am I supposed to parody that? And it was a video taken of Boris Johnson. I'm not going to do too much explaining. I'm just going to play you the genuine clip. This isn't a joke. This is what happened.
And what's the most surprising thing you found about being PM?
I was pretty incredulous the other day when I found out I couldn't actually get a Thai curry to deliver to number 10 because of the security problems. The security, they were too tight.
And on that subject, fish and chips or a Sunday roast?
Fish and chips on a cold night on a beach. You can't beat it.
Why are we having this election?
We're having this election because basically the whole political system is paralyzed, and we have a fantastic Brexit deal that we did. Nobody said we could do it, but we did. And then Parliament refused to knock it through, so that we're stuck in the EU when the people voted to leave. So then we need to have an election.
So, producer Kate.
Producer Kate.
God, excuse me. Oh my God, Kate. I'm so sorry. Producer Kate. Grace is not here today. Producer Kate said that. She read about a thing recently that's called shitposting. where it's basically...
Sorry, small ears.
It's basically what has happened a lot during Brexit, right? Where they put out stuff like this. You know, where Boris is acting the buffoon, the idiot.
Yeah.
And he does it on purpose. He plays it up to kind of downplay the seriousness of the messing he's done. The actual messing up of the country.
Yeah.
And so people see... So these kind of videos are the ones that are likely to go viral. And the more viral they go, the more he's out there. And the more he's out there, the more he's people in people's minds. And it's that thing of no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, sure, he's great crack. We'll vote for him anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Like, to get the position he's in, he has to be a very intelligent person. Like,
yeah.
Same with Trump. Like, obviously people think he's a Muppet. But, like, he has to be a very intelligent person to get to where he is. And he's done certain things to get to where they are. So, like, when people are watching his stuff, be very careful. Like,
is intelligent the word, or is, like, savvy the word? Or, like...
Just knows how to work people and work situations and systems. Maybe not intelligent. It could be another word for it. Savvy.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Like, they're not there just by fluke, like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, we'll move on. My second one is from a page called @JenniferPurse. And she said, an Irish girl just tapped me on the shoulder on the escalator in a busy tube station at rush hour to let me know my bag was open. Reasons 100,001 why the Irish are the greatest. That is all.
Yeah. Isn't it a fact?
So shout out to Irish people. It made me think then, like, obviously I travel a lot with rugby and the whole lot, but I love coming home to Ireland. I just love Irish people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so friendly and just... Oh, and even like people that come in like to visit, we're so nice to them. Ah, come on in here and have a pint. You're grand. Sit down there beside me, and it might be mush from wherever. Like, you know, you're my pal for the night.
I know.
Shout out to the Irish people.
It's always lovely to come home.
Yeah.
And finally, as we know, Nadine Coyle is heading into the jungle for I'm a Celeb.
She is.
And a guy whose handle is Looking for Lewis, he tweeted and said, "I cannot believe I was born in a life. I was born in a life where I am blessed enough to hear Nadine Coyle's accent every night for a month. Hashtag I'm a celeb." Shall we play the clip that he accompanied the tweet with?
Yeah.
Are you one of these people who enjoys cooking?
I enjoy cooking. Yeah. Baking and stop working with flour.
Let's hear that again.
Are you one of these people who enjoys cooking?
I enjoy cooking. Yeah. Baking and stop working with flour.
Can you say that?
It's so flyer.
Flyer.
I'm actually a big fan of Northern Irish accent as well.
Can we hear it one more time?
I like it.
Are you one of these people who enjoys cooking?
I enjoy cooking. Yeah. Baking and stop working with flour.
That is class. Today's
tweet, 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 yeah!
The Brainiac was in flying form.
Found the smartest brain in the whole country. He's only very young, but cleverer than you or me. Try beat him is a task, this is not an easy ask. But come on air, give it a blast. You could win stuff, we're really bribing you. Math, science, history, pop culture and celebrity. Come on the air and beat the Brainiac. Hey!
All right, time for Brainiac. It happens every Thursday. Greg and I have never done it together on a Thursday.
We have not. I did it last week with Emma Power, so I know a little bit about it, and the Brainiac really impressed me.
Okay, well, let's meet our caller, Claire Connolly. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Claire?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you today?
I'm at home at the moment, but I'm going to leave to work soon.
You're on your way into work soon, and where do you work?
Well, I'm in a research master's in UCD.
Oh, very good. And what are you researching?
So it's a specialty area of nutrition.
A specialty area of nutrition. What does that mean?
So it's studying the metabolism and then the impact of different dairy products on metabolism.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you definitely need the smarts to study that.
Not quite.
Well, I'd say so. You're
She's
too
being
modest.
Modest now, yeah.
Okay, Claire, have you heard Brainiac on the radio before?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brainiac, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
How are you feeling, Brainiac?
I feel a bit tired.
Oh, really?
We don't use that word, Brainiac, on the breakfast show.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. We're not allowed to use this. The first rule I was told when I came in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody told me, but I've considered it noted.
Okay, good. Brilliant. Good, good, good. Okay, well, let's kick this off. It's worth €1,100 today. Greg is going to ask the questions. I'm going to keep score. It's the 1-5. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready, guys and girls?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do this.
All right, question number one is, currently on our TV screens, who wrote the His Dark Materials series of novels?
Brainiac.
Brainiac?
Philip Pullman.
is correct. One to the Brainiac.
Question number two. Which galaxy is our solar system a part of?
Brainiac.
Brainiac.
The Milky Way.
Is correct. 2-0 to the Brainiac. Question number three.
Question number three. Who is model and TV personality Chrissy Teigen married to?
Claire.
Claire.
John Legend.
Is correct.
Go on, Claire.
2-1 to the Brainiac.
Question number four. The next Summer Olympics are to be held in Tokyo, but in what city will they be held in 2024?
Brainiac.
Brainiac.
Paris.
Is correct. 3-1 to the Brainiac.
Which of Shakespeare's plays centers on twins Viola and Sebastian who are separated in a shipwreck?
Brainiac.
Brainiac.
The Comedy of Errors.
Is incorrect. Over to you, Claire.
King Lear.
No. Is incorrect. The answer is 12th Night. The score is still 3-1 to the Brainiac.
3-1. Okay, question number six. Who plays the character of 11 in Stranger Things?
Brainiac.
Brainiac.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Is correct. 4-1 to the Brainiac. If he gets the next one, he wins. Claire, see if you can pull it back.
Okay, yeah. Question number seven is, which glands produce tears?
Claire.
Claire.
Brainiac. The tear duct.
Is incorrect. Over to the Brainiac.
I think they're called the lacrimal glands.
Yeah, he's right.
Is correct.
Oh my God, that's some knowledge, man. Very impressive.
He's gone and done it once again. 5-1 to the Brainiac. Claire, how are you feeling?
I mean, I'm not surprised. It's okay.
you did all right, Claire. Yeah.
You got one. It wasn't totally embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you're doing great work in the Masters. So stick with that and
well,
you'll be
Claire.
Fine. It. You won't need 1,100 euro sums of money. You'll have lots of money.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank all right, you. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks,
have a good
Claire.
Day.
Bye-bye. Brainiac, thank you once again for your services.
Pleasure was all mine.
So impressive, Brainiac. Unbelievable stuff. Good work.
Thanks very much, sir.
Bye, Brainiac. We'll chat to you next
Goodbye.
Week.
Bye.
Chat to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's Selena Gomez on 2FM. Will we ever beat him, Greg?
Oh, I don't know. I'm so impressed with that stuff. That knowledge is incredible.
Unbelievable.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Hey, you gonna love it. Come on, two.
Confession Session revealed some interesting things about our listeners. Script with the last time on 2FM Breakfast. Good morning, 8:48 a.m. Time for Confession Session. This week, for the best confession, we have a one-night stay for two with breakfast and dinner at the uber cool and fabulous new Marlin Hotel in the heart of Dublin 2. With loads of other cool bits thrown in too. So Greg, shall we read some of our deadly confessions?
Yes, let's do it. There's so many coming in there. Do you want to go first?
Confession Sessions, it's my friend's 30th this weekend and I said I would go. But I already know in my head that I have absolutely no intention of going. Why do we agree to things that we have no intention of fulfilling?
It's so true. I always do that. Yeah, sure, I'll go. And when it comes, they're like, oh no. All right, this one. Confession session. So I have a toddler and never get to have a lie-in or a good Netflix binge. I lied to my mother and said I was working when I really had booked the day off, simply to lie in bed to watch a million episodes of Friends and of course The Dearham Project.
Oh, thank you.
Dropped my toddler to my mam's house, went out to my car to drive home and boom, the car was broken down. The ultimate rage and guilt was real.
Karma's gonna get you.
Karma got you.
Yep. I work in IT for a trading company, so from time to time our managing director will get really stressed out and start shouting at random staff for no really good reason. Other than to make himself feel better. So I take it upon myself to reboot his work PC remotely when he needs to use it the most.
This one is, I was in Universal in Orlando 2 years ago and the queues were crazy. So I put on my best accent and pretended to be Nicky Byrne. And that I was there scouting it for a new music video. I got ahead of every line. We even made up a new band called True Irish.
I love
that. That is brilliant.
I'd lie on Nicky Byrne. Listening at some point. Confession session. I just gave a colleague a lift to work and when getting out of the car, I noticed she had been sitting on a piece of chocolate my kids had left in the car. I couldn't say anything and let her off to work. I'm mortified.
Oh my God.
Not
chocolate on
ideal.
Her arse. Dearn and Greg, my confession session is, when I was 17, I was getting ready for work on a cold Sunday night and it was absolutely frozen outside. So to get warm, I decided to sit on the radiator in the sitting room, you know, to warm the old bum before heading out into the cold. Of course, the radiator came away from the wall. Part of the wall fell away. So no one being at home, I decided to leg it to work and say nothing. To this day, my mom thinks the wall came down on its own and still doesn't know it was me. The wall is now gone as we have an open plan home. Please God, my mother isn't listening right now.
That is gold. My husband kept saying no to getting a kitten, even though he loves cats. So I went and got one anyway. But I put it in a box and told my husband that I found him down a laneway. He loves the cat, of course, but he keeps telling everyone that I found him in a box in a lane. I feel awful for lying.
Yes. We have another one. Dearn, it's funny how you said bursting to get a confession off your chest. I'm a junior doctor working nights this week. I also have a terrible cough at the moment, and that's honestly makes me sound inhuman when I cough. Myself and a few others were in the kitchen chatting, and I coughed with such force that I completely lost control of my bladder. I had to say I spilled water onto myself. That's
oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Not ideal. Poor,
not great as a doctor to be going around coughing like that.
Yeah. And finally, our winner. When my son was in junior infants, I took his coat off the clothes horse, dropped him to school, dead happy, collecting him at 1:40 p.m. and he approached me. I realised there was something stuck to the Velcro of his coat. He came closer, and it was then my blood ran cold. It was a pair of my knickers.
No way.
In fairness, they were nice lacy ones. I grabbed them and stuffed them into my pocket and ran to the car. I'm sorry, son. Don't read out my name.
Her name is right there, I want to say.
Her name is right there. You, anonymous person, are our winner.
The poor young fella running around with a pair of knickers strapped to his jacket.
You have won yourself a stay for two with breakfast and dinner at the Marlin Hotel in the heart of Dublin 2. Marlinhotel.ie for all the info and all of the perks that are involved in that. So well done, you anonymous person.
All worth it for a pair of knickers.
All worth it for a pair of lacy knicks. They get you far.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
And you're going to love it. Come on, two.
On Friday in Sheradio, we questioned a soldier. Sheradia. It's charades on the radio, and joining me in studio to play alongside me is Andrew DePuyre.
Hello there.
Andrew DePuyre. Does anyone call you Andrew Power?
Everyone at home. It's like my alter ego.
When oh, really?
Work in the media, it's Andrew DePuyre, and at home, it's
your
Andrew
stage
Power.
Name.
It's my stage name, that's it. But I've given it away now, so.
Okay, right. Well,
redundant.
Look, I prefer DePuyre.
Yeah, it's a bit exotic. It looks Italian.
It
stands out on the page.
I thought it was Italian or French or something. Anyway, it's not. It's Irish.
No.
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 So we are playing Charadio. Charades on the radio. Have we got a second caller? Andrew is a little bit nervous over there. What's going on, Andrew?
Nothing's okay. Just looking at the screen here.
Yeah,
just,
do we have
is
a second
caller? Still there?
Yeah,
we do.
They are. Okay, they're not showing up, but they are here. Anyway, let's talk to our first caller. Shane, good morning.
How are we doing?
Not too bad, Shane. How are you?
Not too bad.
What are you up to today, Shane?
I'm just heading to work here at the moment.
Okay, where do you work?
Up in Dublin there in Rathmines.
Okay, what are you doing in Rathmines?
I'm in the army.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Jesus, Shane. What do the army be doing in Rathmines?
Oh, Jesus. Nothing too bad anyway.
Well, what are you doing today, like? What does today look like?
It's quite enough for Friday. I'd say most of the boys in for the day off, so.
Okay, right.
It's probably confidential.
Is it confidential?
Yeah. Is it confidential? No, it's not confidential at all, no.
And do you rock around in a uniform?
I do.
Right, interesting. And anything else you can fill us in on from the army? He's like, stop asking questions.
Stop asking me about my job. I can't talk about it.
Anyway, Shane, you and I are on each other's team today, so hopefully we can take this home.
Yeah, we will. I'd say we will.
Okay, Pauline, are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not too bad, Andrew. Would you like to chat to your teammate?
Pauline, how are you getting on?
Good, Andrew. What's the crack?
Not much now. Where are you off to this morning?
I'm off to work.
Where'd you work?
I work in Knock Airport.
Oh, right. Very good. One of the lesser, one of the smaller airports, and one of the most forgotten airports. You know, underestimated. Not like that.
I mean, it's over anyway.
But Pauline keeps the place running, Andrew.
She just keeps it ticking
Absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
Knock. It doesn't get as much praise as it should.
No.
It's a fine airport.
Praise.
Absolutely,
get
yeah.
it.
Praise. There we go.
Prayer. Knock.
Oh,
do you
wow.
get it?
Very I do.
Good, Andrew.
There
we go.
I do.
Knock.
You're a poet and you didn't even know it. Okay, Pauline and Andrew, you guys are going to go first. Are you ready?
Oh, God. Yeah.
So it's Famous Faces is the theme. You've 10 seconds per person. Andrew, you good to go?
I'm good to go.
Your time starts now.
So this person has a show in the afternoons on RTE with Dahi O'Shea. Her name is in the title.
Maura something.
There was a band back in the day. It's the name twice.
Maura Duran, Pauline.
Mum, not do half points.
No, we don't do half points, unfortunately.
Look, it's a strong start. We're almost there. You're halfway there.
Okay, so we'll do our next one. Your time starts now.
One of the greatest directors has ever been. He's done Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, The Departed. Gotten a bit of hot water recently talking about Marvel movies. The Irishman on Netflix was his thing as well.
Robert De Niro?
No.
He's in it, but it's Scorsese is the director.
Oh my god.
You all right, Pauline? You hanging in there?
Yeah, just about.
You're making very strange noises. Shall we go for the last one?
Oh, sure, I know.
Your time starts now.
Right, it's a singer. She has sung Poker Face, Bad Romance. She was in A Star Is Born. Won an Oscar for the song.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, thanks be to God. Oh my god. I was getting worried about you there, Pauline. I thought you were more than half asleep.
Definitely half asleep.
Well done, Pauline. You got 1 out of 3. It could win it for you. Who knows? Who knows what'll happen? Okay. Army man Shane, are you ready to go?
I'm ready, yep.
Shall we do this?
Come on.
Our time starts now. Okay, he's an English actor. He said, whoops-a-daisies. In a movie, Bridget Jones, he was in Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral. He's the Prime Minister.
Hugh Grant.
Yes, he's absolutely right. A man yourself. He swept in there at the last minute like an army, an army man saving a child from a tree.
Go on, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what that means. Okay, next to the next one in 3, 2, 1. An iconic director. He's directed E.T., Saving Private Ryan. Steven Spielberg is absolutely correct, Shane. Pauline.
Happy days.
Pauline, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations, Shane.
Are you hanging in there, Pauline?
Just about.
Look it, I would say stick to the day job. You wouldn't be the best of the famous faces, but I'd say you're fantastic at what you do.
Thanks very much.
And you're a great crack. You're a great sport.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Have a super weekend, Pauline.
Good luck.
Bye. Shane, congratulations. You've won yourself the family pass to the Three Musketeers happening at the Helix this Christmas. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring my babies with me. I have three kids there, so yeah.
My babies. Yeah. So feckin' cute. How old are they?
7, 6 and 3.
Oh, God. Well, we got a text in saying, Soldier Boy sounds yum. Says Adele in Sligo. But anyway, I'm presuming you're taken. Maybe not. I don't know. I won't ask you your business. Okay, good. Okay, great. Well, look at Shane. You are heading along to the Three Musketeers at the Helix. Have a ball. And thank you so much for being a great sport.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks a million, guys.
Stay on the line. We'll get all your details.
Okay, cheers.
Bye. Oh, God. They're a great crack.
They're a good crack. That's
don't you
love
when you get
day.
A good caller who's just good fun?
That's it. Really gets you going for the day then.
Especially on a Friday.
That's it. Getting the weekend going.
Absolutely, Andrew DeWitt. We will chat to you again during the sport. Also on Friday, our 5 words caller was very excited.
5 words to a fortune. I just
got paid. Time to play 5 words to a fortune. If you're new to the show, it's where a listener can potentially win €5,000 as we play a word game. Andrew DeWitt.
Hello there.
Along.
Did it?
I love doing my Michael D. Roll door.
Oh, fantastic.
Andrew DeWitt. It's like a little whistle.
Some man for the York Whale.
Are you ready for 5 words?
I am ready. I am absolutely buzzing for it today.
Okay, good. Shall we meet our caller?
Shoo. Yeah, go on.
What?
Shoo. Yeah, shoo. Go.
Emer, good morning.
Hiya, morning.
How are you, Emer?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me about you, Emer.
I'm currently just graduated college and I'm now working in my student union in college now. Not too bad.
Brilliant. What college is that?
In IDT in Dunleary.
Very good. What did you study?
I studied fine art.
Fabulous. So what's the goal? What would you like to potentially do?
The goal is maybe go off to Japan and do a master's in printmaking, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Do it. So would if you were to win the €5,000, would it go towards that?
It definitely go towards that, if not paying off my student loan yet.
Gotcha.
For sure.
Okay, Emer. Okay, have you heard Five Words to a Fortune before?
I have, yeah.
So you know how it works.
Yeah, I'll be under pressure and get it right, I don't know, is another thing.
Well, lots of people tend to say that they play along in their car, but that's a totally different ballgame to actually playing on air. So we'll see how you fare under pressure. Andrew Dupuis, do you have anything you'd like to say to Emer?
Emer, do you play along at home in the car? Are you a veteran of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I know the usual, you know. I gotta get them
that's
right.
That's a solid start.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know the usual. Yeah. Gotcha.
We've had that problem before, but it's okay.
Andrew Dupuis, you are now banished to the smelly box room. Off you go.
Away with me. Shoo.
Chat to you in a few minutes' time. Shoo for yourself. Off he goes. The smelly box room is our soundproof room. He won't be able to hear what is going on between myself and Emer. Emer, are you ready to play Five Words to a Fortune?
Hopefully, yeah. Grand, I am, yeah.
Let's give it a bash. No going back now. Okay. Emer.
Yeah.
Winter.
Summer.
Oh, yeah. She knows what she's at. Work.
Job. No.
I think that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't feel confident about it. But.
Come on. Come on. Shake it off now. Let's do this. Word number three. More.
Food. Oh, no.
I love how out loud you're like giving out to yourself. Number four.
Yeah, that's how I'm giving out to myself on the radio if I could hear myself.
Word number four, Emer. Star.
Wars.
Okay. And finally, idea.
Bulb. What? No!
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Like a light bulb idea.
Hopefully. I doubt it, but hey, happy days.
Okay, Emer. Winter. Summer. Work. Job. More food. Star Wars. An idea bulb.
Oh no. Okay.
Are you confident?
No, not at all.
Shall we give it a go anyway?
Yeah, Ashurveda.
Andrew Dupuis, back in the room. In you come.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Good. How are we feeling?
How's the smelly box room?
Smelly, dark.
Dark.
Probably a little bit damp.
Right, gross.
Definitely not healthy to be in there for too long.
No, gross. Okay, shall we play?
Yes, let's
go. Five words to a fortune.
Are we confident before we get this going? Did it go well?
Absolutely not.
Well, Emer,
that's the attitude.
Don't be too hard on yourself. Let's give it a go. Winter.
Summer.
Star.
Bar.
Damn it!
No!
Damn it! I was trying to get a bit of momentum going. I thought you would say Star Wars. That was my one I was banking on.
I probably should have, but I'm hungry. So. Star Bar came to me.
Okay, Andrew, how would we have got on? Work.
Day.
Emer went with job.
Oh, yeah.
You both went with weird ones there. More.
Less.
See, I would have gone with less. Emer went with food. So she's also hungry.
I think
hungry.
She could be hungry too. I think that could be what
Star that is. Bar, more food. And finally, idea.
Smuinov was the first thing that popped in my head.
Andrew!
Definitely didn't get that.
I mean, I'm delighted that the Irish language has been incorporated into Five Words to a Fortune, but it's never happened before. Why would it happen today?
I just say the first thing pops into your head. Nothing else came to me. It's Ev Sweeney.
Oh my God, Emer.
Yes.
It wasn't meant to be, but I will be extremely disappointed if you don't pursue the Japanese dream.
So will I, and so will my parents.
Oh my God, if they will be disappointed, then it has to happen. I thought you were going to say,
yeah,
sure,
exactly.
My parents don't want me to go.
No, they do. So I hope it happens too.
You'll make it happen, Emer. I feel like you have it in you to make it happen.
Yeah, even if word association is not my forte.
It's all about the print. That's what they're all saying. It's all about the art, the drawing. Exactly. Words aren't your thing, but by God, can you draw a picture?
There we go.
You can't be good at everything, Emer. Emer, it was so nice to chat to you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
No bother. Have a fabulous Friday. Talk to you again. Oh, wait, hang on. Wait. You won €5.
Yay! Lunch for Monday!
Yay! Stay on the line and producer Kate will get all your details.
Thanks.
Bye, Emer.
Bye.
Wasn't to be. I'm delighted to hear that her parents are up for the Japanese dream, though.
It would be unreal to go over to Japan.
Wouldn't it be unreal? Shall we get some Jason Derulo?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg. Weekdays from 6. 2FM.
And Owen took me on with the Jambon rap. Or, I took him on.
Specializing in expert rhyming.
Yeah. Rap is the new rock and roll.
I sing rap style.
Rap breakdown.
We the rock stars.
Spread the rap off Friday. 2FM.
All right. This is something that Owen McDermott and I have done from the get-go. He has, of course, been away for the past couple of weeks with Love Island Australia. He's currently in transit on his way from Fiji back to Ireland. Now, Greg O'Shea is with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Owen will be back with us on Thursday. But he put the work in from abroad and recorded his wrap-off. So the theme is Jambons. We've done kind of generic themes like this before. We did tea bags, we did eggs, and they've gone down pretty well. So rather than go with topical stuff, we've just picked random things. And generally, they go well. So Jambons is the theme. The song is Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. So Owen not only pre-recorded his rap, he also pre-recorded a sort of an intro to the rap, as only Owen McDermott would do. So shall we play it? Let's see how we get on.
Hello, Darren and team 2FM Breakfast. Greetings from the forecourt of pickup taxi rank place outside Sydney International Airport. We're going to get an Uber into the city centre. A few little bits and bobs to wrap up here before I head back home to the shimmering Emerald Isle, although I understand it's not that shimmering. By all accounts, the weather's been pretty grim. So with that in mind, that's what I went for with the wrap, right? So having been in Fiji for the last 7 weeks, they have this thing called Fiji time, which is to say nothing happens with any great sense of urgency. If you order some food and it doesn't arrive, hey guys, where's my food? They just look at you and go, Fiji time. That's the way it is. You order a taxi. We got a boat out to an island, and the boat was scheduled to leave at 9 a.m. and we were really late, and we said to the driver, oh, we're really late, don't know if we're gonna make it. And he was like, Fiji time, boat won't leave without you. And it didn't, so there you go. So assuming it's gonna be horrible to step back into the rat race, I went for that kind of angle for the Jambon wrap off. When the traffic is getting you down, you got road rage, you're frustrated, sometimes you just want a little bit of junk. And that's what's up. So, Jiren, I look forward to being reunited. I hope I win the wrap-off, because we're even Stevens right now, as I understand it. This will put me one up, which will be amazing. So, without further ado, here it is. See you soon.
My belly is empty, so it's time to ingest. I open up my fridge and realize there's nothing left, cause I've been munching and scoffing all week. I had no time for a shop, the situation is bleak. Yeah, I've been living off of junk, my tummy don't deserve it. I don't eat no vegetables, oh no, that's unheard of. My muffin top is really curvy, I'm getting scurvy. Is it bad at breakfast time? I'm eating curry chips. I really hate to scoff, but I gotta run. I rummage in the fridge to find something yum. Ooh, it's the kind of snack the other snacks all wanna be like. It's the kind of snack that would break up a strike. The Jambon is the one that I stuff in my gob to fill up my tum. The Jambon is the one that I stuff in my gob to fill up my tum. Ham pastry goo that looks like cheese, it's brought world leaders to their knees. ham, pastry, goo that looks like cheese. It's brought world leaders to their knees. The travel situation, Dublin got me facing. Traffic ruining my life, full of road rage and strife. Car in front cuts me off from my exit lane. I flip him two fingers, going pure insane. I'm a stressed out fool stuck in the daily grind. I need something pretty special to distract my mind. So I pull into Max, all petrol tank is empty. Gonna pick up some snacks, cause they packin' plenty. Ooh, jam bun ain't nothing but a few steps away. I can save me from breakdown, what can I say? I'm 11 cents short, will the cashier please let me off? The way today is going, I don't know. Oh, jam bun, please, with your crusty cheese, save me, please. I'm on my knees, and I can't sing that well. The jam bun is the one that I stuff in my gob to fill up my tum.
Is that it? Oh, McDermott. Lovely. He's currently in transit in the air, which is why that was pre-recorded. He's on his way from Fiji back to Ireland. The theme is jam buns. The song is Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. I'm going to spit my version of the rhyme. Mine's about how a jam bun is what you need the morning after a potentially rough night. Okay, let's do it. As I get out my car and I'm feeling like death, I think about last night and I take a deep breath, cause I was plastered, why am I such a disaster? I need to sit down, but Jesus, I can't move any faster. Need a Salpadine quick or else a drink with a kick. A Bloody Mary's just the job. No, I'll be sick. I'll head into the shop. I think I know just the cure. Two bags of potatoes and a bottle of sparkling Celtic Pure. So I drag myself in and traipse around like a corpse. And there's my ex's mother. Oh, yeah, of course. But then, go tubbing, I spot them under the glass. The flaky golden puff pastry jam buns. Yes! If you find you've had a rough night, get yourself a jam bun. The price is right. Aw. They're €2, don't be tight. Ham and cheese in every delicious bite. Yeah, if you found you've had a rough night, get yourself a jam bun, you'll be alright. Yeah, wash it down with a bottle of Sprite. I promise after that, oh, you'll see the light. So I walk up to the deli and I point at the one that looks like it's a little extra golden brown. Just how I like it, with heaps of cheese and gooey ham. It sounds gross, but it's the bee's knees. The lady at the counter goes to grab it and then something doesn't feel right. I start to lose my zen. What's the matter? She says. You know your face has gone green. My stomach's churning, heads are turning as I heave at the scene. No, this doesn't make sense. Jam buns are the dream. Why all of a sudden can't I look at them? This is far too extreme. But then it dawns on me. No. Thought I'd got over that, but all I can think of at the deli is the deli rat. Ah! If you think you've had a rough night, see how deli rat feels. His fame came overnight. Yeah, everyone thinks he's seriously tight. He stole a slice of bread and scuttled into the night. But now he's spending most of his life living in his deli paradise. Endless jam buns and pastries in sight. For deli rat, he's living his very best life. There it is, our jam bun wraps. Who is your winner? Text Darren or text Owen to 51552 for your winner of the jam bun wrap. I'm a bit shook after that. Let's get some Shawn Mendes on 2FM Breakfast. Beautiful. David Guetta, Emily Sandé, What I Did for Love on 2FM Breakfast. We haven't got a whole lot of time, but Andrew Dupuyer joins me in studio for the results of Random Wrap Off Friday.
Yes.
Tell me this, Andrew.
Usually we build it up, there's a bit of tension, but to be honest, it was a landslide this week. There was no competition at all. And it was your fine self, Darren Garrity.
Oh my goodness, Andrew.
Took it away. Congratulations.
I'm absolutely delighted. Thank you.
You can hold it over him now when he comes back next week.
Right, I might text him so it's the first thing he sees when he gets off the flight. That's precisely what I'm going to do. Have a fabulous weekend. I'm back Monday morning from 6 a.m. with Greg O'Shea. And Jennifer Zamparelli is on the way. Have a fabulous weekend. Good luck. We're back on Monday at 6 a.m.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg. Sponsored by McDonald's. When you don't know what the morning will throw at you, enjoy a delicious breakfast from our menu.